Legislation to modernize Jamaica's public procurement laws gets approval, and Customs Act sent to Joint House Committee. These stories and more in this edition of House Matters. Thanks for joining us. Legislation aimed at modernizing Jamaica's public procurement laws was passed in the House of Representatives on Tuesday. The Public Procurement Act will reflect new policy thinking and international best practices in the area. In opening the debate on the legislation, Minister without Portfolio in the Ministry of Finance and Planning, Horace Daly, said the bill will facilitate greater participation of the micro, small and medium enterprise MSME sector in public procurement.
The bill includes a definition of offset at Clause 2, which recognizes the policy of this government to apply margin of preference to encourage Jamaica's economic growth, in particular among this sector, the MSME.
He noted that the introduction of offsets will facilitate the creation of policy space to further assist the growth of MSMEs.
A certain portion of government's contracts will be set aside only for the MSME sector. For example, if a procurement is to be done, let us say of a cost of $10 million, for example, certain contractors and suppliers at a higher grade will not be allowed to bid on those procurements. Those procurements will be reserved only for the MSME sector.
The bill is to be sent to the Senate for its approval, and if passed, will be Jamaica's first standalone instrument, which will guide and regulate how government spends taxpayers' dollars on procuring goods, services, and works. Meanwhile, the Customs Amendment Act, which seeks to facilitate implementation of best practices and standards by Jamaica Customs, has been sent to a Joint Select Committee of Parliament for consideration. The bill was tabled in the House of Representatives by Minister of Finance and Planning, Dr. Peter Phillips. It will support the establishment of a framework for the efficient movement of goods through the ports in anticipation of a logistics-centered Jamaican economy. According to the Memorandum of Objectives and Reasons, the amendments to the bill are intended to ensure that importers and exporters will be able to conduct legitimate business in a more efficient environment and that effective penalties are imposed on persons who operate contrary to the customs laws. The changes will also support the operation of the Automated System for Customs Data, ASICUDA, which was established by the Customs Amendment Act 2014. And the House of Representatives on Tuesday also approved legislation to permit conch exporters to pay the export levy for the 2015 season in installments. The passage of the Conch Export Levy Special Provisions Act will allow exporters to complete payment within 3 months of the date of submission of the application for an export health certificate and export license. In piloting the bill, Agriculture Minister Derek Kellyo noted that exporters have made representation to the ministry indicating that they are facing significant financial challenges. This due to increased production and investment costs in maintaining their European Union accreditation.
This has resulted in a struggle for the exporters in growing market share in the extremely competitive global conch market. The exporters have expressed a continued willingness to pay, but they seek deferment of payment in relation to the 2015 conch season.
Exporters will be required to make all outstanding payments within the three-month period. The Conch Export Levy Act imposes a duty on the export of conch to facilitate the sustainable management and development of the fisheries sector. It is used in part to offset the cost of implementing programs for monitoring, control, surveillance, and enforcement in relation to Jamaica's limited conch resources. In June, Parliament approved the imposition of a US 75 cent levy on each pound of conch exported during the 2015 season. The law requires that for each conch season, the rate prescribed by the minister must be approved by Parliament. That's it for this edition of House Matters. Join us again next time for what's happening in the Houses of Parliament.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.